Let's turn in our Bibles, the Word of God, to Numbers chapter 29. And in Numbers chapter 29, we'll be reading the whole chapter, verses 1 through 40. And last Lord's Day, you covered those laws concerning the sacrifices that were to be offered at different parts of the year. Now, chapter 29 is dealing with similar things, sacrifices that are to be offered in the seventh month of the year. And so, Numbers chapter 29, beginning in verse 1, these are the words of God, so give your attention to them. And in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work for you. It is a day of blowing the trumpets. You shall offer a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to the Lord. One young bull, one ram, and seven lambs in their first year without blemish. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil. 3 tenths of an ephah for the bull, 2 tenths for the ram, and 1 tenth for each of the seven lambs. Also 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering to make atonement for you. Besides the burnt offering with its grain offering for the new moon, the regular burnt offering with its grain offering, and their drink offerings according to their ordinance, as a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. On the 10th day of this seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall afflict your souls. You shall not do any work. You shall present a burnt offering to the Lord as a sweet aroma, 1 young bull, 1 ram, and 7 lambs in their first year. Be sure they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be of fine flour mixed with oil, 3 tenths of an ephah for the bull, 2 tenths for the 1 ram, and 1 tenth for each of the 7 lambs. Also 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the sin offering for atonement, the regular burnt offering with its grain offering, and their drink offerings. On the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall do no customary work, and you shall keep a feast to the Lord 7 days. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord, 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year. They shall be without blemish. Their grain offering shall be of fine flour mixed with oil, 3 tenths of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2 tenths for each of the 2 rams, and 1 tenth for each of the 14 lambs. Also 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 2nd day, present 12 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. Also 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering with its grain offering and their drink offerings. On the 3rd day, present 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 4th day, present 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number, according to the ordinance. Also 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 5th day, present 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the 6th day, present 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the seventh day, present 7 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, for the rams, and for the lambs, by their number according to the ordinance, also 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. On the eighth day, you shall have a sacred assembly. You shall do no customary work. You shall present a burnt offering, an offering made by fire as a sweet aroma to the Lord, 1 bull, 1 ram, 7 lambs in their first year without blemish, and their grain offering and their drink offerings for the bull, for the ram, and for the lambs by their number, according to the ordinance. Also 1 goat as a sin offering, besides the regular burnt offering, its grain offering, and its drink offering. These you shall present to the Lord at your appointed feast, besides your vowed offerings and your freewill offerings, as your burnt offerings and your grain offerings, as your drink offerings and your peace offerings. So Moses told the children of Israel everything, just as the Lord commanded Moses. And those are the words of the Lord. And this dealing with the seventh month, and the reason that the seventh month is set apart, we might say, compared to the chapter 28 and the whole year that is described there, is because it was in this month that the high priest would enter the Holy of Holies. The Day of Atonement would be celebrated on the 10th day of the month, and that we see in verses 7 through 11, and the Feast of Trumpets, verses 1 through 6, and then through verse 38, the rest of the passage, 12 through 38. On the 15th day of the month, for 7 days, was the Feast of Tabernacles. And these things we've covered previously in Exodus, and so we won't go into detail. Besides, of course, reminding ourselves of Christ and His sacrifice for us. Two things that we see that should stick out beyond what we've learned before is that these offerings, to be a reminder to us, are offered to whom? To the Lord. And the second thing that we would see is verse 7, which might have stuck out to us, is that it says, "You shall afflict your souls," or afflict your life. It's that word for soul or life. And not of the physical hurting of yourself, of course, but of an examining and repentant heart. They're not just offering sacrifices for offering sake or sacrifice sake. They're doing it because they're sinning. And they continue to sin. And their sin is not covered even by these sacrifices. It's what these sacrifices are pointing to in Christ, that they're covered. And so they ought to be examining themselves and then repenting of the sin that they see in their hearts. And so as we apply that to ourselves, we ought to be examining ourselves, especially on the Lord's Day, in accordance with the law. And as we see these sacrifices offered and we see them in Scripture, as we sing about them in the Psalms, think of what these people would have experienced for 7 days and throughout the seventh month especially, as they had all these sacrifices. You see the repetition in the chapter of all the same sacrifices every day, day after day. Well, think of the smell, and think of the blood shed, and think of what that shows forth about your sin. And it's your sin that causes blood to be spilt. And it causes death. And we know for us it caused the death of Jesus Christ. Thankfully, out of His love for you, He sacrificed Himself. And so we need a Savior. That's what we ought to think and come to the conclusion of. Someone needs to save us from our sins, that we, when we examine ourselves, we see that sin. We need to be saved from those sins. And we have a Savior who shed His blood and died for us. And we remember that Christ has, what Galatians says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us, for it is written, "Curses everyone who hangs on a tree." And so as you examine yourself, you see your sin, and that you should be afflicted. It should bring sorrow and grief. It should bring tears, real tears, to yourself. And in Christ, you should be humbled then and comforted, and rejoice with joy exceeding, for your life is in Him. His life is yours, as He is risen, thankfully, from the dead. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give you praise. We praise you for the old ceremonies, the old covenant, that which has been abrogated and done away with, because they give us a clear picture of what our sin requires. In accordance with your justice, our sin requires death. It requires damnation and eternal death and the wrath of God to be poured out, because you're a holy God. You are holy, holy, holy. And you are God who's also righteous and just. And there can be no sin before you, because you are righteous and holy. And so, Father, you must judge our sin. And our sin is either judged by ourselves, in ourselves, in our souls and bodies, at the great judgment and at death, or it is judged in Christ Jesus for us, in union with Him. And Father, there are children here, and there are perhaps those who have even professed faith who do not know you, who have not turned from their sin unto you, who do not have as their Savior and Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we pray for them, especially that you would turn them and they would see their need of a Savior in Christ. That they would examine themselves and see and be convicted of their sin, their great sin, that is abounding, exceeding, beyond understanding, just as all of us have. And Father, we ask that you would give them one comfort and one hope that is found alone in Jesus Christ if they come and embrace Him for their death and for their life. And so, Father, we ask that you would send your Holy Spirit to work that in them, even of our children. But Father, we also ask for all of us here that you would give us a continual sense of our sin and sorrow and grief for that sin. We need to be perfected in our emotions as we see our sins and how we ought to respond to sin. We need to be perfected in our desires, that we would hate sin and love righteousness. We need to be perfected in our hearts and in our minds. And so, Father, heal us and perfect us through the Word and Spirit. And grant us repentance, that we would repent of our particular sins particularly. And you would help us with that fully by your Holy Spirit. Father, we're thankful that as we studied in Sabbath school, that you're a God who brings us to yourself. You love us from before the foundation of the world, before we were even created and born. You loved your children, and you sent your Son for us even before then, before we were alive. And so, Father, we ask that you would give us that understanding of your majesty, your providence, and your predetermined plan. There are many things in our lives that don't go according to our plan, but you establish our steps. Father, help us to trust your providence. Father, we're thankful for the many who have been gone this past week or weeks, and thankful that you've brought us back together as a congregation of your church, the Bride of Christ. We're thankful for the safety the Nichols family had, and also for Michael for his work in Colorado. And Father, thankful for my family being able to come home safely from family camp. And even thankful that Laura made it here safely, and pray that you would give her safety in her travel home back to Dallas. Father, we ask that you would be working in her son, who needs Christ, if my memory serves me correctly. And so, Father, we ask that you would turn his heart to you, just as some of our children who have gone out from us. They have rebelled and rejected your Son, Jesus Christ. They've played the fool and said there is no God. Father, turn them and their hearts. They've heard the word. They've heard the gospel. Father, send your Spirit if it be your will. We plead. And yet we trust your plan. As hard as that is, we trust your plan. And Father, we ask that you would also be glorified in your mercy, in your grace and justice. We pray for our government, that you would save them. You would save our leaders and all kinds of people as you call us to pray for them in 1 Timothy 2, because you desire all types of people to be saved. And so we pray for them that you would save them. And you would cause them to rule according to your word, and yet we often see they ruling according to their own wisdom, which is vanity and useless, and works for their judgment and the judgment of our nation. Father, we ask for the few righteous that remain that you would spare us from judgment, and you would grow your church to the ends of the world, to all nations, and you would cause all nations to bow to you. Father, we give you praise this day, even as we think of those who have been slain through violence that is in the news, and of course the violence that takes place every day. Father, we pray that you'll bring about your justice to those who are the criminals and the sinners, and yet show mercy to some. Your elect, all of your elect, that you would bring them to yourself. Father, we do pray for our congregation. We pray for our souls, that you would build us up and comfort us in Christ alone, and you would make us a sorrowful people about our sin, concerning our sin, but also a joyful people in Christ and a humble people. We pray that your word would continue to go forth from here. You would bless the evangelism that we are doing in our homes, in our communities, and even here in Grandview. And raise up more laborers for the harvest, which we know the fields are white for harvest. And Father, we also pray that you would heal bodies that are struggling in their with colds. And we're thankful that you're healing Oliver from his pink eye. We're also thankful for the colds you've given them and given him and Ezekiel. We pray that you would heal Ezekiel and Oliver fully. And Father, we ask that you would keep us all in our bodies, not only our souls, but our bodies, because our bodies are yours as well. And so, Father, we ask that you would heal us and strengthen our bodies to serve you and worship you even now. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.